Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You don't understand what I'm going through over here, Zach.
What are you going through?
I can't read lips.
You can't read text on a computer screen?
Yeah, but it's so small. As LL Cool J would say, bikini, small. Heels, small. Tall. She says she likes the ocean. So I got to come up here and see that. Hey, my friends at Rotor really want to help you out. Whenever anything goes in your...
garbage disposal.
Disposal. I thought I had a second disposal issue the other day, but I didn't.
Oh, boy.
Anytime goes on your disposal, then they're there to help you. Clog sinks, clog drains, clog toilets, septic tank issues. 24/7 emergency service. Here's the deal. They don't care what time of day. You know, the Preakness is this weekend. They don't care. Got Clemson baseball this weekend. They don't care. Got all kinds of things going on. They don't really care. The bottom line is all they care about is making sure you got it 24/7, 7 days a week. The emergency service, they'll take care of it. 288-7686. We called them here. I called them in my home. The longest part of the day is like in their post wrap up, in their post
post service interview.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that everything, their exit deal, make sure everything goes right. Remember, Rotorwood, that's the name of Wago Troubles Down the Drain. 288-7686, 288-7686. Good stuff from our friends over at Rotorwood. Telephone number, 654-ROAR.
Dang.
654-7627. That's our Northland Communication phone line. Our Helter text line, 986-1566. 986-1566. And our... Twitter, every single tweet's right on the air. That is readable. It doesn't have bad language in it.
Within reason.
Right. And that, I like Twitter better than our text because it's not anonymous. It's amazing how brave people get behind a keyboard when you're anonymous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the tweet's at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24.
You're one of those brave people behind the keyboard.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, people know it's me. It's me.
You start yelling at people. You don't sign your name and think it's me.
No, it's me.
I get yelled at.
It's me. Jamie in Greenville writes on our Healthcare text line, can you please talk about medical marijuana in the NFL for concussions? I would, but I just don't know enough about it. During the break, I read an article on it. And
expert now.
Now all of a sudden I Googled it, so now I'm an expert on it. I just don't know enough about it. I remember years ago, and I don't know, this is 15, 18, 20 years ago, we're hosting the show, and somebody got arrested for marijuana, and it was like some vote came up, and then whenever you talk about marijuana, it was, we got this. We had the fan who would call in and go, shouldn't be legal, it was illegal, and you're breaking the rule, whatever. And then you get Shaggy calls in, is like, hey, man, it's really good for you, man. You know, that kind of stuff. Like the stoner that just wants to tell me how great marijuana is for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't win that. The stoner still thinks it's great, and the person who is anti-drugs isn't going to think it's very good. I don't know that. If there is a, I don't want to say consensus, because you never get a consensus in science or the medical industry, where I mean, when it's good. But if there's people who the majority conclusions say that it helps concussions, it helps post concussion syndromes, and maybe even concussion prevention, if that's what you choose to do, I'm fine with it. I don't know enough about it. I'd hate the fact that we think that I'm sure people will try to obtain marijuana through medical reasons that not legitimate medical reasons. That wouldn't be a shock to anybody that happens.
Sure.
My own personal feeling is that I don't want to smoke anything because my throat and lungs feel like they're going to be on fire, and I don't care anything about that. But
absolutely,
if that's what they want to do with themselves, and if it's legal, and you want to make sure there's medical, I don't have a problem with all that. But that's your body and your choice. I just don't know enough about it.
The thing is with it, first of all, it's federally, on the federal level, it's illegal.
Right.
You cannot have possess or anything.
Which, you know,
marijuana.
What? Good enough for me, man.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are legal that I choose not to do too.
Exactly. Right. So. That being said, I don't have to do anything. I don't do any of that. But if it helps a professional athlete with his pain level, I can be sympathetic towards that. I don't know if it does. I don't know how much of the science behind it. I don't know it, so I can't speak to it completely, you know, confidently. But I can be sympathetic towards pain relief, especially pain relief that doesn't involve the use of the opioids.
I would listen to, absolutely, no doubt about that. Yeah. That's a great point. I'm glad you made that point. I would listen to, first of all, I don't want it to, let's just be clear about something. That whenever you have studies, understand who's financing those studies. And that every study is biased depending on who's funding it. Not every study. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure there's some unbiased studies out there. And that idea here is that I'd like to take 20 different studies and see who's, you know, more of a consensus, not a consensus, but more of a majority and see how it works out. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Is that the only way? I mean, are there other modes out there, other methods out there outside of opioids? I don't know that either. I'm just not very educated in it. I don't know enough about it. I know enough about the Clemson quarterback situation. I know enough about the Clemson baseball team right now. I just don't know enough about this kind of stuff. Or is it the NFL, it is a banned substance in the NFL?
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We got that yesterday. Someone wanted to know about Tiger Woods and HGH, and we talked about that, where Ray talked about that, where HGH is a banned substance on the PGA Tour, and they test for HGH on the PGA Tour. And while I can't tell you the dates of it, and it is random testing, I'm sure that Tiger Woods has been tested for HGH.
I'm sure after he hit that 354 this weekend, he probably got the old tap on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take a little bathroom visit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Telephone number 654 or 654-7627. Clemson's baseball team got, as you talked about during the break, you and I were talking about it, I almost think unexpected pleasant surprise last night from Matt Clark. And, you know, here's a guy that gets his very first start, and the guy kind of comes through. And there's a couple of good news, you know, a couple of good news items that come out of that. First is that in a midweek start, and not just midweek start, but in a start that a Tuesday with a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you kind of had to have that, you know what I'm saying? To give him as many innings as he gave him. And, you know, you didn't know if it was going to be Holt Jones. You didn't know if it was going to be, you know, piecing this thing together. They got to use Ryan Miller last night, a senior who hadn't pitched a whole lot. And now you did burn a couple of innings from
Spires.
From Spires. But you know what? It was nice to see that you got 5 2/3 from Matt Clark. The other thing I really like about this is, in moving forward, of who he is and who this team is, that Matt Clark kind of announces himself for next year. He's a freshman right now, a redshirt freshman. He kind of announces himself next year that, you know what, man, he might want to be a part of the major pitching plans here.
Sure, sure.
There's a 16th game, and he only pitched 11 innings so far. Mm-hmm. He pitched almost 50% of his innings that he pitched the whole year last night.
They would have been thrilled with him to get through 4 innings last night.
Right.
And he gives you 5 2/3. And holds them to one earned. There was an unearned run on an error there.
Right.
But, yeah, it was a fantastic outing from Matt Clark.
Think about Clemson's pitching staff next year, okay?
Thinking.
Snell's gone, Ryan Miller's gone. Those are seniors. But those are the only two senior pitchers on this team. Riley Gilliam is a redshirt. I mean, is a true junior. He's going to be gone. He's going to be drafted high. He's gone. Right? Brooks Crawford is a junior. You got to think he's going to be drafted. Higginbotham is a redshirt sophomore. He's draft eligible. You got to think he's going to be drafted. So you got two of your three starters potentially having to be replaced and your closer. I think that was a big deal for Matt Clark last night to kind of announce his candidacy going into, you know, coming out of this season. Not only that, you now you can trust him with some innings. And I'm not saying Kennesaw State's what you're going to see in the ACC tournament or in the NCAA regionals or super regionals or Omaha. But he's been a one, you know, just get the left side out, right? Just get the left-hander out. Come in and pitch to a batter or two. Well, last night he went 5 2/3. And last night he gave you a little more options out there. So next year, you know, maybe Spires, maybe as a closer. Hennessy comes back, has to come back next year, maybe as one of your starters. You know, who knows? Holt Jones, maybe. Strider, maybe. Weatherly, maybe. You know, there's some arms in there, and you got some guys coming in, obviously. You know, Mitchell Miller, you know, maybe some of those guys, who knows? But the bottom line is that you've got a few guys that have some sort of chance to make an impact next year. And Clark is one of those guys. I thought that was a really big step for him last night. The other thing is 40 wins now in the regular season. Mr. Orr, 24. That's the first time in 12 years, first time since 2008 that this team won 40 games in the regular season. With still three regular season series to go. RPI-wise last night, it didn't help Clemson. They stayed 11th in the RPI.
Sure.
So that's not a big deal there. What is a big deal is that the Tigers are in the ACC right now. The Tigers are tied with, I think I'm right with saying this as far as conference goes. The Tigers are tied right now with North Carolina and for the final spot. As we told you, North Carolina for the top spot in the ACC. North Carolina this weekend hosts Virginia Tech. And Clemson goes to Pittsburgh. So we'll see what can come out of that one. A lot of things happen in the final week of the ACC regular season, SEC regular season, and then the tournaments next week. Clemson will be, well, if they got swept this weekend, and if Duke won 2 out of 3, is the only way that Duke can, or sweeps, that Duke can jump them. And then obviously head-to-head North Carolina, and they'd play either one of those because it'd come down to rankings there that North Carolina Clemson could tie, and they could, you know, one team could win, one team could not. So Clemson will either be the first, second, or third seed in the ACC tournament next week. I guess maybe fourth seed because NC State could do that as well, maybe. NC State could tie Clemson. I'm thinking right by saying that. Could tie Clemson as far as that goes. But still, a lot to be determined here coming down the stretch. What would be a successful... 2 out of 3 would be successful for you this weekend?
Yeah, 2 out of 3. You probably got a sweep, though, to win the division, don't you?
Well, not the division. NC State.
The regular season
Florida
championship.
Florida State. Yeah, to win the regular season with, let me make sure I'm right on standings here. To win the regular season overall title, NC State goes to Florida State. But Clemson has a 3-game lead there. I think I'm right with saying that. A 3-game lead over NC State. Clemson is... No, actually, just a 1-game leader of NC State right now. I thought it was 3 for some reason. Clemson 1-game leader of NC State. Clemson's 19-8, and NC State's 18-9. So, and NC State has a tiebreaker, but NC State goes to Florida State this weekend. Clemson and North Carolina are tied, and there as well. I didn't realize NC State was ahead of Duke in that one. Is that right? I guess that's right. So, yeah, there's a lot to play for there. NC State this weekend. To keep a close eye on what happens with those guys, they go to Florida State. So you're a Seminole fan there. And then Duke, the only one I hadn't given you so far is what Duke does this weekend. Duke has Georgia Tech down in Atlanta for a 3-game set. So 4 teams still available for that top spot. We'll see what can come out of that. Those are some numbers. Those numbers certainly matter. You can do that over at to learn about Numbers Matter, and it certainly matters with our great friends over at University Cottages. Last night, Caitlin sent an email, and there's great news going on at University Cottages right now. How about this? They are offering some really interesting things right now, including roommate matching, including 10-month lease options, and for a limited time, they're waiving security deposits. What a great deal. They have someone on site right now, the Model College of Cottage, available for you. Receive a Chick-fil-A gift card if you want to take a tour. These are great things about Ingalls Crossing, and here's the great thing about it, too. This is already the best rent out there, but 10-month leasing right now, so don't pay for those extra 2 months a year. You know, you're not here, you're going home, so students, look at it. It's Ingalls Crossing University Cottages, universitycottages.com to find out more. It's universitycottages.com, 784-3400. Yeah, that's worth it. Does that, let's go by and take a tour to get a little Chick-fil-A gift card out of it. That wouldn't be a bad deal. 784-3400, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. It's the Mickey Plata Show. More right after this.
The Pickens County YMCA Y Mentor Program has expanded to service all schools in Pickens County and Anderson School District. Students from 38 schools are waiting to be paired with a mentor, so the need is great. Mentors provide extra support to help students achieve their potential by committing to spend 30 minutes each week with a student while they're at school. We believe everyone, regardless of age, benefits from having positive one-on-one relationships with others. For more information and to register, log on to pcymca.net/mentor.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
You've come to trust the quality of product at Engineered Sleep, not just mattress shopping, an experience. If you've never slept on memory foam, you don't know what you're missing. It's a rest like you've never known. And now, as a loyal listener to 105.5 The Roar, you can save 75% off with their Engineered Sleep Topper Special. It's a 2-inch titanium-infused memory foam topper for just $40. This memory foam topper is designed to help you sleep cool on those hot upstate nights. And you can have one for just $40, available in full and twin size. It's a super affordable way for you to upgrade your quality of rest. And because it's engineered sleep, you know that you're getting great quality and an unbelievably low price. To get your 2-inch titanium-infused topper for 75% off, just $40 for twin or full, log on to engineeredsleep.com and click the link at the top of the page. Only available at engineeredsleep.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Athletes and active people wear out their joints as they age. For medically appropriate patients, the Surgery Center at Pelham offers a low-cost option for joint replacement to avoid a hospital stay and offers the capability to go home the same day.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our staff at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life.
Visit the Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
It's back at Anderson Motor Speedway, May 26, 7 p.m. Late TOA Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Night of Destruction. School bus racing, two monster trucks, and three mama jack car and demolition derby car soccer, and so much more. Go to tourofdestruction.com for tickets and info. That's May 26, 7 p.m. Anderson Motor Speedway. School bus racing, two monster trucks, three mama jack car, and so much more. Thanks to Evans Recycling of Greenville. Be there.
Welcome to Blossman. How may I help you?
Well, I'm interested in a gas range, but my propane company doesn't sell or install appliances.
At Blossman, we sell, install, and service anything that burns gas.
But the natural gas doesn't reach our house.
Propane gas appliances can be installed anywhere you live. It's that easy. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I really could use a new recipe for my supper club.
Have you
try the sautéed garlic shrimp?
Life is made of moments. Make the most of them. Blossman Propane Gas Appliance and Service delivers more than propane. Blossman has been providing hometown service and value for your dollar with the highest safety standards since 1951. Take comfort in Blossman. Call 1-888-BLOSSMAN or drop by anytime.
Here's the deal. Become a Blossman customer and receive a free tank set and safety check through July. Contact stores for details.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
What?
The gun show?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Might be over now, but I feel it still.
I love it, brother. I love it. It gets me in a great mood. No way I can get some Diggins on top of Portugal the Man.
We can't do Diggins 2 days in a row now.
Really?
No.
Can I give it my best?
Yeah, I feel you're going to anyway, so go ahead.
They made it through the Clobberboggins. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins. Yes, 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 yes. Gold! Gold! Pretty good?
Good.
Did you hear the Tampa Bay Lightning play-by-play announcer when he came into work this morning?
I have not heard him this morning.
He was on CBS Sports this morning.
I don't listen to the sports radio on the way in.
Really?
No.
I don't listen to it afterward. I listen to a little political talk.
No, I go music on the way in.
Well, our political world's messed up right now.
There is all kinds of crap going on right now.
I'm not going to say anything I don't want to say.
I saw the commercial you talked about yesterday.
How about that one?
They played them back to back.
I saw that one,
and then I saw the lady shooting the snake.
I'm like, ooh.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Talk to your kids. Talk to your kids. I was like, wow, that's tough. And then a lady loads a revolver and shoots a snake and goes, vote for me for governor. And I'm like, okay.
I saw this headline yesterday where Keith Richards made an anti-Trump statement. I'm like, man, let me take my political advice from Keith Richards. He seems like a really bright guy.
You're a celebrity guy. You love celebrities and their political advice.
Yeah.
Your favorite president was a celebrity at one point.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a good job.
You should be all about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Texture, health care text line, true story. I used Roto-Rooter last weekend. Very good experience. Of course. Do you think we're going to steer you wrong? There's a fine way we're gonna get you wrong.
Roto-Rooter helped at the apartment complex yesterday.
They did?
Because we had a water problem in Clemson.
Did you say water?
Water.
Good for you.
Yeah, and they came out and helped out. It was great.
Texter said, why is there a cut after the third round? This is one of these deals about time and about getting everybody to golf course. You want to play twosomes rather than threesomes, and it's all about time and daylight and getting everybody done. So sometimes you have the MDF, made cut, did not finish, things on the PGA Tour. And everybody who does that gets paid the same, but you don't get to play on Sunday, and you're not really in contention through all of that. So we'll see what comes out of all that. Texture here says, can you talk about the horrible officiating last night in the Braves game where New York, they totally blew the call? And if I can see it in here again, it said, this is Snake Man. It said, not only did the call, not only is that not the right call, after which it was not reviewable, two bad calls back to back. I saw it.
The play at third base?
Third base and home.
Yeah, I only saw the one at third base.
Yeah. It looked like a bad call to me. Milstead tweeted it out, so I went and looked it up. Looked like a bad call to me. These are bang bang plays. I get it.
Millsad's a fake Braves fan. Let's be clear about that. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are fake Braves fans.
Whoa! That's not gonna go well in the upstate. Do you think they're falling in love with the success early on? Jumping on the old bandwagon?
Well, if you're a Braves fan,
every fan base has bandwagon fans.
Yeah. No doubt.
Clemson has them. Clemson has a ton of
them. No doubt. We talked about that the other day. No doubt about it. I get this. This is a great one here. Selma's Ice Cream Parlor and Olympic cross country skiing gold medalist Jesse Diggins in the hometown, in her hometown of Afton, Minnesota, unveiled a new flavor. It's called Here Comes Diggins flavor. Let me tell you something, buddy. I am an ice cream connoisseur. No one knows more about ice cream than I. My palate was born, was developed by Mother Nature.
To eat ice cream.
To eat ice cream and to tell you what's good ice cream and bad ice cream.
Doesn't it bother your stomach, though?
Kills it, tears my stomach out. I sprint to the bathroom.
Yikes.
I told you I'm on this almond milk stuff now. But anyway, man, that's what I was born to do.
You're a vanilla guy, though.
Well, as the one group said in the one song, vanilla is the finest of the flavors.
Sure.
It's the purest of the flavors.
Top three ice creams, flavor-wise. Go.
In no order?
Yep. No, top three. I'm assuming French vanilla is one.
French vanilla bean. It's got to be the vanilla bean itself has got to be in there.
Yep.
So that is one. Coffee ice cream.
Interesting.
Would be one.
Interesting.
And the final one, a little Heath bar, Blizzard type situation.
Stop.
In there. Yes, that's it. You know, I can go for the butter pecan. I don't normally like a lot of nuts in there, and that's fine if you do. Definitely no cookie dough, any of that kind of stuff.
Frankly, Mickey, it's un-American that mint chocolate chip is not in your top three.
Mint chocolate chip is number four, a solid four.
Un-American.
No, very good. Very, very good. I need to try Here Comes Diggins.
Do we know? What's the description?
Did it say on this one?
Did you delete it?
No, I did not delete it.
I think you deleted it.
Oh, there it is. I did not delete
it. It does not say on it.
No. Text said Moose Tracks. You know, Moose Tracks are good.
If you're a child.
So, you have a sophisticated ice cream palate.
I do.
So you like if you're eating, sorbet.
If you're eating Oreo and like cookie dough or anything like that. Cotton candy, ice cream, like I think less of you.
You don't like Oreo ice cream?
No. Mm. I'm a classics kind of. I'm with you on the coffee. I love the vanilla as well. Mm.
I gotta tell you my
latest. Ice cream's okay, but like I don't go after it.
I gotta tell you my latest. my good friend Susan writes in, homemade or store bought? Of course homemade.
There's some good store-boughts out there, though.
My wife says that mint chocolate chip is crap, but Moose Tracks are great.
You're crap, Meredith.
Here's what I'm telling you. Here's my latest. And Meredith saw me do this last night. I told her last night, I went, Mary, at this point in time, there's only two things that make me happy. One is you.
Glad you leveled that one.
Right. And two is what I'm about to do right now. By the way, Meredith says cookie dough is the life source sent from heaven. I don't believe that.
I'm going to reserve comment on this.
But two is, I take this French vanilla bean coffee. I mean, like French vanilla bean ice cream. I put it in a ginormous, massive bowl.
Sure. How many scoops?
14.
Sure.
And then I get this cold coffee that I drink, you know, all the time, poured over the top. It creates a really hard ridge. It kind of looks like Everest up there, too, you know, kind of like the mountains of it and all. And so it's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. Try it. It's still vanilla inside, but you get a little hard outside shell kind of a deal. So good, man. So good. Austin Anderson says, give me vanilla waffle cone every day and I'll die happy, man. That's what life's about, man. That is my life source.
How about this one? Guy that obviously went to Clemson before Harcum was closed. Vanilla soft serve at Harcum into Fruity Pebbles.
You know what? I see it. I had fried ice cream.
I've had fried.
It's pretty good the other day. Really good.
One of my all-time favorite desserts.
Yeah.
Baked Alaska.
Never had it.
You never had baked Alaska.
Really good, huh?
Oh, so good.
Good stuff. We're going to talk some sports this segment. You'll keep going ice cream.
We can do whatever you want. We've got 30 texts about ice cream in the last 2 minutes.
People love it, man.
We can do whatever you'd like.
People absolutely love it. get something about daiquiri drinks now. I need a summertime drink like that, you know, to cool me down a little bit. This Saka Kilia Jones, NC State. You know, Clemson was supposedly in this thing a little bit. Everybody thought North Carolina at one point in time. Looks like NC State is where he's going to end up. We can see that. Braves lost last night 3-2 to the Cubs. Let me give you our NCAA golf regional update. And I'll tell you about our sponsor, Palmetto Dunes, coming up here in a second as well. But for the NCAA golf regionals right now, it is great news for Clemson. They are out in Bryan, Texas, at the Traditions Golf Club, home of Texas A&M Golf. And Texas A&M is 18 under par, one-shot lead. They're about to get underway in about an hour. A&M has a one-shot lead over Clemson. Tigers are at 17 under par. Baylor at 600. UCLA at even par. And Ole Miss right now gets in at 3 over. The Gamecocks are 8 back to Ole Miss for the final spot. Gamecocks are 11 over par. Followed by Kentucky, Northern Colorado, UNC Wilmington, Mississippi State, Bradley, San Francisco. Georgia's 29 over par. And Clemson's beating Georgia right now by 46 strokes through 2 rounds. I don't know what the heck happened to Georgia and Georgia golf. Georgia's women's golf, too. Georgia's men's and women's golf programs right now are in shambles. Two-time NCAA champion, and Georgia's in shambles right now in golf. Anyway, for South Carolina yesterday, Keenan Husky, or through 2 rounds so far, he's 4 over. Scott Stevens, 2 over. Will Miles, 8 over. Ben Dietrich is 1 over. And Andrew Spigler, 6 over. For Clemson, so far through 2 rounds, Doc Redman and Turk Pettig are both 7 under par. They're tied for 3rd in this regional. Bryson Nimmer's 3 under par. He's 10th. Kobe Patton's even par, tied for 14th, and Kyle Cottom 6 over, tied for 49th. Clemson had shot 276 yesterday, which is the lowest round of the regional so far. And again, right now they have a 28-shot lead over the last qualifying spot. But just more importantly now, well, that's to go to advance. The top 5 teams out of each regional advance, and just 1 shot out of the home team, Texas A&M. Larry Pinley has won, seven regionals or 9 regionals? Anyway, he's won more regionals than any coach in NCAA history, and he can add to that today as they'll tee off here pretty shortly. Hopefully we can get those guys out on the golf course and feeling pretty good about what comes out of that. The Cavs lost last night to the Celtics. Is this series, was it just a matter of home field advantage, home court advantage, Zach? Or do you think that Brad Stevens and his genius, or do you think the Celtics are actually better?
I'm yelling at a guy right now. Just 1 second.
Are you yelling on Twitter or on text?
Text.
What are you yelling about?
We're just having a conversation, an open and honest and healthy conversation.
Is it about ice cream or is this about something serious?
No, it's about that clown that's been going back and forth all day.
Oh, the same clown?
Yes.
Okay. I will say this. Let me make a blanket statement about a texter like who you're texting with right now. Some people are just flat cold miserable, man. And the guy you're texting every single day, he texts in about something miserable, and it's something negative. And it has he ever had anything positive to say, Zach? It's always something negative, and it's always something miserable. And so I would just say, hey, bro, just if you don't like us, don't listen to us, or else just keep it to yourself. I don't want to be in a bad mood. I like being positive. Don't you like having fun coming to work, Zach? Don't you want to start your day off right? You know, in the sports world, there's so many good things going on right now. Clemson won 40 games in baseball last night. You know, the NBA and NHL playoffs are at a feverish pitch right now. The Braves are in first place right now. Clemson's going to be ranked in the top 2 in the football poll coming up. There's a brand new course in the PGA Tour event. We got the Preakness coming up this weekend. Man, that's the great thing about sports. And Sparky, you don't have to listen, man. There's so many positive things you could choose to focus on, but if you're going to be negative every single day, just save it, man. Just save your text. You're not going to bring us down. Zach and I have a good time here every single day. We got thousands of listeners who want to be in a good mood and start the day off right. And it's your choice to be miserable. Zach, am I wrong by saying this? Completely freaking miserable with what you have to say. We're not falling for it, man. You can't bring us down. Your toxic energy can't bring us down. We're in too good of a mood. We had great jobs. This is a great day. You're blessed with great health. Everything's going great. I love this text right here. More Tiggers, less Eeyores. If I wanted to, we could sit here and talk about the Gaza Strip if you wanted to. We could sit here and talk about all the negative things going on in the world if you want to. Man, we're going to talk about sports and some great things going on. Occasional ice cream talk. This is fun. This is the best part of life. There's enough other things out there to get you down, Jack. And if you want to just be miserable, then man, just please go find somewhere else to be miserable. Here, there's some great athletes doing some great, unbelievable athletic feats. And you know what else they're doing? They're doing great things in our communities. And they're contributing not only entertainment, but good things going on everywhere. And I just encourage you, man, find a way to find a little positivity out there. And it might make your day, if it starts out this doggone bad, then I hate to see what the rest of your day looks like. Whatever. There's something going on in your life, bruh, that I just hope it gets better, man. Because if you got to take time out of your day to sit here and text us these negative things all day, every day, I wonder what the rest of your day looks like. Hopefully it gets better than this, man. Just gets better than this. Let's take a break. When we come back, you want to get in a really good mood, Zach, over Mr.
I would love that.
Let's talk some college football.
Yes.
I got a couple of college football topics. I'm keeping this little notebook now of some 2018 summertime topics. All right? I got a couple of things for you coming out that we can discuss coming up. I love that we started this one. It's a Cooter and Pork Rind show. I love that. Hey, my friends at Priority One are absolutely unbelievable. Hey, Zach, I got a question for you real quick. I'm looking over there now on our Priority One Security Studios sign that we have up in our studio now. Whose jacket is that? What is it?
It's raining. It's my rain jacket.
What? That's not a hook for your rain jacket up there.
There's a nail, and I just kind of push it in, and I hang my jacket up.
It's your own little locker room over there.
Yeah, I got a little locker room back here.
You just took it upon yourself.
I got a locker room here. I got a cot in the back over here. It's great.
You know what we need here? By the way, man, before we take a break, let's do this. Tell people what y'all do during baseball games now.
This is only the second time I've done it, but I have a little charcoal grill, and I brought it here, and I throw it out front, and I fill it up with charcoal, light that puppy up, and, you know, we've done chicken, some burgers, some dogs.
Are you a charcoal snob? Like, propane?
No.
It's not real unless you do charcoal.
I have a charcoal grill, and I have a propane grill at the house. I use propane 99% of the time.
Right.
But charcoal for...
How do you do the charcoal? Like, how do you control the temp?
How do you control it?
Yeah. Or is it the same, just pretty, you know, I guess you do it by time rather than temp, right?
You do it by time, yeah. And then you go, you know, direct heat and then indirect heat when you're doing charcoal.
Nice.
So it was good.
Tastes good, huh?
Very good last night.
What y'all have?
Just chicken last night. Chicken and some rice.
Was it dry or was it Traeger moist?
I know what I'm doing on a grill. So it was moist. It was nice.
This is a good text right here. By the way, y'all don't drink any adult beverages after the game or anything? So.
No beverages during the broadcast, of course not. Well, water, but...
Yeah. Water.
No adult beverages.
Here's a good text right here. Ready for this one? Which one of you is Cooter, which one of you is Pork Rind?
I don't know. I don't eat pork rinds. Do you eat pork rinds?
I got a great pork rind story for you.
Yeah.
Probably need to save this after the break. I need to get my wife's permission to tell the story after the break.
Ooh.
Because it's about someone from her hometown.
I think I know this story.
It's a great story.
Yes.
Priority One Security. If I could see around Zach's jacket, I'll tell you more. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Get in touch with them. They can help you out when it comes to your home. But let me talk to you a little bit about your business. Protect your inventory. Protect your cash flow. Protect your employees. Protect your customers. Do it with Priority One. They've got all the latest technology. You know, people entering your building, how you get in. It's a lot better with all this great technology. Fire, evacuation, all kinds of things out there. From the largest Fortune 500 companies to your small, mom and pop shop, let them take care of you. It's very simple. Their website says it all, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Priority the number one now. Priority the number one, Security.com. We've got it here at the station, and I got to tell you, man, we are safe and sound inside our Priority One Security Studios. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Might tell the pork rind story. If not, got a couple of college football topics to get to. So Mickey Paul will show more after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Bramlick here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Bramlick Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Bramlick Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable Chicken Supremes. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer's details.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered Sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Granger Nissan of Anderson has so many great things. Besides the fact they've got this, the complete inventory, new cars, used cars. You know, besides the fact you've got this unbelievable sales staff, you got this unbelievable service team. You got a great website to back up all that up and really support all that.
That's true.
What happens now is people are finding different ways to shop for cars. I told a friend of mine about a situation the other day. And so a lot of it is like pre-shopping over the internet. Get in touch with our really, really, really good friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and do that with our with their website, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Proud partners of Clemson Athletics. Good people, great inventory.
Sponsors of this year's Play Kid or Play Ball Kid.
Yes. Yep. Very cool stuff there. So it's a good friends. GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Start it there, then go over and see the guys. You're gonna absolutely love it there.
This morning.
Yeah.
You know how we sit at that light sometimes, and sometimes you turn in front of me or something by 7-Eleven there?
Yeah.
I go through, light changes, and a Nissan Titan turns behind me right there.
You thought it was me.
I was like, he didn't do this, did he? And this car followed me all the way to the station. It put the blinker on, it turned with me, and then he turned to the left here before I pulled into the station. I thought it was you. Man. I thought you pulled the trigger.
I would have loved to pull the trigger.
I was excited for you. I was real excited to jump out and see the new truck.
You thought it was going to be like, let me show what I got.
I was like, let me see it. Let me see the new truck. I'm excited. Can you do the first segment? I take it for a spin.
Oh, hey, I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the first segment. You can drive it whenever you want.
You need one of those.
Yeah. Do you want my college football topic or do you want my pork rind story?
Pork rind story.
I asked my wife for permission for this. She didn't get it. But there was one of their neighbors in their hometown.
But here we go.
I'm going to tell it anyway. There's one of their neighbors in their hometown. And he went down to his hunting club. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Well, so on the way back from his hunting club, he was eating these pork rinds, right? You've had pork rinds before.
I've tried them, yeah.
And I think this had like some like extra spicy pork rinds.
Sure.
So he was eating them, and you know how to get a little bit dusty, you know, how to get a little, you know the texture of pork rinds, you know.
Yeah.
Show up with her. Well, he accidentally inhaled as he was eating them, and I guess whatever, some of the pork rinds went down the wrong way, right? Went down his windpipe. And she says, I can't tell it. Never mind.
I had to tell it now. We're already down the road.
I'm down the road now. I got to tell it now. So anyway, so he kind of aspirated. And as a result, he drove off the road and hit a telephone pole.
Yep.
He was in the hospital due to the accident, but mainly because of like the aspirations and the stuff that was in his lungs, like the pork rinds in his lungs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Meredith said she saw this neighbor like months and months after he got out of the hospital and went up to him and said like, hey, man, look, I'm sorry to hear about your accident. You know, I'm glad you're okay. It's good to see you. And the guy had his little daughter with him. He goes, Meredith, I'll tell you. So she always says like this, Meredith, I'll tell you like I told my little daughter.
This is bad.
Drink and drive if you want, but don't drink and eat pork rinds. That stuff will kill you.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's my thought.
She does that story well.
Yeah, it's better.
Because she can do the voices. Low country accent and
yes,
voices there.
Yes, much better. Much better. And she's her animated stories are much better than mine. Here's my college football topic of the day, or one of them. I've got two for today, and we'll get in the next hour with this. You say that I'm overrating Tom Herman in Texas. All right? I want to know out there, and we're going to do this on text, we'll do it on tweets. Who's a coach right now that's not really thought of in the realm of Saban or Dabo or Urban Meyer that you think is like the next big hit? I think Kirby Smart, I told you this, Kirby Smart is going to win. I think Lincoln Riley is going to win. I really think Tom Herman is going to win. Is there a guy out there for you, Mr. Orr 24? I think Mike Gundy's underrated. Mike Gundy's done a terrific job at Oklahoma State. He can't. There's something. There's a little tiny bit missing in there somewhere.
Haircut.
Yeah, there's a big haircut missing. But it's not all there, but there's a heck of a lot there. Does that make sense? I think Jeff Brohm at Purdue, and I'm not saying he could be at Purdue, somewhere Jeff Brohm is going
to
be a big
winner. I think it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
But I think Chip Kelly is sitting on a sleeping giant at UCLA.
UCLA. I can see it.
When he was at Oregon, he recruited that area.
Yeah.
He recruited LA. He recruited, you know, Southern California and all that. And now he lives there.
Yeah.
Now he coaches there.
Good point.
This is UCLA. This is a big deal in that town.
Good point.
That could be something to keep an eye on the next couple of years.
I'm getting some texts right now. Scott Frost at Nebraska. See, I believe that, but I'm not 100% sure of that. We got a Justin Fuente. I'm gonna get to him in a second.
Make Nebraska great again.
I think it will be. The only problem I've got is that I'm not sure that the style works at Nebraska. I think it does. I know he's an unbelievable coach. There was little doubt in my mind that he could have done it at Central Florida. But I'm just not sure. If there is, the only thing that's holding back is territory. So I think that can happen. Let me tell you, this Justin Fuente, I didn't realize, I knew he was a really good football coach. You know, he interviewed here for the offensive coordinator's job years ago. I knew he was a really good football coach. I think that he is the perfect fit at Virginia Tech. Went up there last year. First time, you know, in his first year, he got him to the ACC championship game, and I watched all the ACC media days and listened to him pregame, postgame, all that kind of stuff. I really liked him. Zach, up there last year, we hung out with Tech fans. Told you, hung out with Farrell Edmonds. That was really cool. We hung out with Tech fans and listened to their pregame show and then listened to their postgame show. Remember this, they got the snot beat out of them last year.
Sure.
After the game was over, the postgame show was still raving about Justin Fuente. Like, he's one of them. You know what I'm saying? There are very few people that fit any better in any situation than Justin Fuente at Virginia Tech. And I will tell you this, if I'm a Gamecock fan, I'm a little disappointed Ray Tanner didn't make a little earlier push. Like, he was never really there. I guess Virginia Tech kind of got the early line in the water, maybe. Maybe. You like Frost at Nebraska. You like Lincoln Riley, right? Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley just walked into a gold mine.
Of course he did. That doesn't take away from his success there. I mean, he's done a great job.
Yeah. 1 year.
So far.
But he had a Heisman Trophy winner and, you know, this kind of stuff. I'm getting a bunch of James Franklin texts. I'll tell you this. Franklin's going to win there because Franklin's a Philly guy. Like, Franklin's like this tough, hard-nosed Philly, you know, cusses like a sailor. You know, it kind of sells up there. Franklin is just enough of a jerk that he could rub some people the wrong way. Now, hear me out on this. This is kind of a hard take, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto. Would you be surprised if James Franklin got into it with the AD or the president or a member of the board or something like that and end up leaving or getting fired or, you know what I'm saying?
Right now, yeah, because he's beloved up there at the moment.
Yeah. He is, but he's one of these guys that just seems like, man, he's just a ticking time bomb that he's going to tick somebody off.
Are we ready for Penn State to be relevant again?
We are Penn State. Yeah, they're recruiting like crazy right now. They're doing a great job recruiting. You better get ready because they're good. Matter of fact, for the last couple of years, I think moving forward, Penn State's better than Michigan.
Right now, yeah, absolutely right now.
They're better than Michigan State. They're the second best team in the Big Ten right now. Maybe Wisconsin.
Yeah, I would say third, yeah.
Got a text saying James Franklin's a despicable guy. Look at the rape cover up at Vanderbilt. That was an interesting thing that happened over at Vanderbilt. And I'm going to tell you, man, James Franklin seems to me like he's not a very nice man. And look, I don't claim that you got to be nice to be a great football coach. Told you that many times now, Zach. If my surgeon just do the surgery right, don't really care. I don't need a football coach to be some great guy, some great dude. I'm just telling you, Franklin is dirty enough / jerk enough / ego enough / that. And don't get me wrong, he can win national championships and stay there as long as Paterno. Yeah, That being said, I can see him like getting into it with somebody and it going the wrong way.
Sure.
We'll see. Got some Willie Taggart texting here. I think it's too early to tell on Taggart. I can see they're recruiting really well now. Of course, Florida State always recruits well. I want to see Taggart on the field make interesting decisions and adjustments during the game before I'm ready to jump on the Willie Taggart bandwagon. Interesting conversation, right? Let's continue it.
Very.
There's a bunch of coaches out there want to get into. Like, who are you casting it with? Who are you casting your lot with? Our friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Zach's favorite story about Trail is that the time that they were doing a church renovation, it was muddy, red clay mud everywhere. They found out there's a funeral there later that afternoon. They fixed everything back up for the funeral. Then they, at no cost, they went back and did it all over again. And that's really about all you need to know at Trail. No one knew it. They didn't tell anybody about it. It was later told to the guys. The foreman on the job made a decision to do it. But that's who they are. And that's what kind of relationships you get with our friends at Trail. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let them build your next building for you. Hour number 3 right after this.
Another hour.